Game 5 tonight, Raptors Magic. You can watch it on TSN down at Scotiabank. Here's Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter. Is it a little bit too cocky, Josh, for me to say that I feel like Orlando's almost rattled that they had to fly back to Toronto to play this game?
I'm a little bit torn, Brian, because part of me is thinking, when is anything ever easy with this team? Like, they've had problems closing out even these first round series that they should win before. And the other half of my brain is just hearing the voice of Nick Nurse yesterday, because somebody asked him that question, what about the past, all the issues that this team has had closing out before? And he made a good and very valid point that history belongs to the organization, the franchise, not this Raptors team. Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, Marc Gasol, like, they don't care about any of that, in the same way they didn't care about the game one losses, even though that history did repeat itself. So I don't know. I think this is a game that they should win. You always have that feeling in the pit of your stomach if you're a Raptors fan, because they've been here so many times before. And I truly think, as different as this Raptors team is, they're still going to have to rewrite that history. They're still going to have to prove themselves before fans will be able to get over what's happened in the past before. But I think these last three games were a big step in that, because we said it going into this series. Obviously, the expectation is that the Raptors would win this series and still will win this series, but they've got to do it in a convincing way if people, fans, people around the league are going to have any reason to feel confident going into the much tougher challenges that lie ahead.
Putting Kawhi aside, of the new guys, the two bigger ones, the impact guys, the starters, who do you think has had more of an impact through four games, Marc Gasol or Danny Green?
Marc Gasol, without question. I mean, outside of Kawhi and maybe Pascal Siakam, I'm not sure that there's a player in this series on either team that has had a bigger impact than Marc Gasol. And I mean, put the stats aside, which is usually the case for Gasol. He's like a 7-foot Kyle Lowry in that way. Just the things that he does, the small, subtle things that he does to impact winning, they're incredible. And this is the time of the year when those things matter most and are most evident, especially, I mean, Orlando is one of the few arenas left where they still sit the media on the court. We were just baseline behind the bucket watching Orlando, I guess, play offensively on our end in the first half of games 3 and 4, and just watching specifically Gasol in that matchup against Vucevic, the way that he would change shots without even getting off the ground a lot of the time, because he's not a high flyer. He's not going to beat you with the quickness and athleticism. He's just such a smart player. The positioning, the little ways that he finds an advantage on each play, whether he's diving at loose balls at seven feet or poking away a loose ball. He's had a huge impact on this series defensively against the Magic's best player, who has looked anything but their best player in this series. So I think he's been huge here, and assuming that the Raptors move on and assuming they face Philadelphia in round two, I think he's going to be one of, if not the most important players in that series too, going up against Joel Embiid.
Not shockingly, the outcome of the game generally determines how people feel about the officiating from that game. Game one, Raptors fans hate the refs, bogus non-calls or bogus calls. I know Nurse has been chipping away to get Kawhi some more calls, and I think he deserves it considering his stature in the game. But for the most part, I don't think it's been a real big talking point. I haven't had an issue with the officiating. How have you felt about it?
Well, the officiating in game 2 and 3, I thought was highly questionable, and you're right. People don't talk about it as much because the Raptors won those games, and I think it's a credit to the Raptors even more so winning those games, despite the fact that there was a massive foul disparity, so big, in fact, that the Magic had attempted 67 free throws through games 2 and 3. The Raptors just 41, which seems crazy considering, one, how much the Raptors played the Magic in those games. Generally, the more experienced team and the team that is playing harder and playing better is the team that gets the benefit of the doubt with the whistles. That wasn't the case. And then also, as you mentioned, you've got Kawhi. It's not like this Raptors team is settling for jumpers and avoiding contact, just shooting threes. I mean, they shoot a lot of threes, but they also have Kawhi and Pascal Siakam, two players who are among the league leaders in terms of getting to the basket and driving and taking contact. Yet they weren't getting the calls up until game 4. Kawhi had taken just 13 free throws. That's the same amount as Terrence Ross, who's mostly shooting threes for Orlando, and I'm not sure I remember him getting to the line at all with the Raptors in the playoffs in his years here. So I think that that was sort of the emphasis for the Raptors going into Game 4, is to play through the noise, play through the calls or lack thereof, play through the hits. And credit to Nick Nurse, who even in his first year as an NBA head coach has already mastered the art of criticizing the officials without actually criticizing the officials. He made a number of references to the foul disparity, to what I just mentioned with Kawhi getting to the rim as much as he does. And then sure enough, the calls went their way in Game 4. So I think the NBA is starting to notice as well how strange the whistle was in Games 2 and 3.
Josh, give me the real deal here. Danny Green said you got to have your best effort because they're going to be fighting for their lives. What's it going to take to take the will out of this group, crush them in the first quarter, and then it's game over and get on with it? Or what's the deal here? Do you expect Orlando to be fighting for their life?
I do, in the sense that they're a team that plays hard, that, I mean, to their credit, even in the games, the last two, where they've been pretty one-sided outside of the initial punch that the Magic threw in the first quarter of Game 4, they've hung around, but I just think we're seeing this play out now. There's such a massive disparity in talent in this series. Orlando, they've gotten, I think, everything they can out of their personnel, and that's a credit to Steve Clifford, who I think is a fantastic head coach. But the Raptors are not only a much better team, but they're starting to play like it now. And Nurse said this yesterday, is they were ticked off after that Game 1 loss. To me, in Game 1, they looked like a team that came out, realized that exact same thing that I just said, that they're the talented team, the more talented team, and that should carry them through. It didn't, and ever since then, they've been playing as well as I've seen them, especially on the defensive end. And that stuff, as you guys know, that's effort more than anything else. They've got a ton of talent on the defensive end. They've got the resumes to prove it. Gasol and Kawhi, both former defensive players of the year. Danny Green made an all-NBA defensive team and might make one again this year. Kyle Lowry generally is among the league leaders in charges. Pascal Siakam has all that length. So we knew that they were capable, but over the last three games, like, I've never seen them put together maybe not 48-minute defensive efforts, but like 42, 45. They're playing most of the game as hard as I've seen them defensively, and that's been the difference. So to answer your question, if they do that again today, I mean, defensively, when they're playing like that, this Magic team simply doesn't have the offensive firepower to be able to beat a Raptors team playing that well defensively.
Game 5 tonight. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys.
Josh Lewenberg.